I'm Walt Nindelo with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Dawn Stonerock. She's the on-site volunteer coordinator for the Marquette Area Blues Fest, which is happening Labor Day weekend at Matson Park in Marquette. We talked about getting involved with the festival as a volunteer. Here's more with Dawn Stonerock.
You know, it's that time of year. Marquette is a great town. We have lots of things happening, and these things can't happen without our volunteers.
Right. So how does this work now with people that aren't familiar with it? The festival is Friday. There's a free Friday.
Free Friday.
Then you have Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend, and that is ticketed.
Yes.
But there's set up and tear down too, right?
Set up and tear down. This is a big event. We have lots of regulars, but we also invite lots of new people too, people who are visiting our wonderful town. It is basically a three-day concert, if you will. Many, many acts are coming into town, some locals, some from far away. And so we need people to help us get the park ready for this event, help us to run this event, and then to tear it down and get us back to where we were.
So what are some of the positions and shifts that are available for people to volunteer?
So positions would include things like information, selling beer tickets, selling merchandise, collecting tickets or sales of tickets at the gates. We have a beer tent, which is always real popular. The other one is, get this, folks, it's called Grounds Ambassadors. We're changing that name. We used to call this our security. It is a ticketed event. It is a fenced event. These bands don't come for free, and they deserve to be paid for their talent. So we want to make sure that those who are paying that we're being fair to them, and so that we don't have folks who are sneaking in. But also, you know, our grounds ambassadors are basically walking around. They're helping to clean the park. They're helping to just make sure things are orderly. And if it's not, let the right folks know.
So it is a ticketed event. So how, I understand there is reimbursement. How does this work?
Okay, so our shifts are scheduled for 4 hours. I do have a 30-minute layover in between. And so if you work 1 4-hour shift over this span of weekend, long weekend, 5 days, you get a T-shirt. And our T-shirts are different every year. They have great and very fun logos on them. And then if you work 2 shifts over the weekend, you get your T-shirt and reimbursement up to $50 of your ticket.
And it does. It's important to mention here that a weekend advance ticket is $50.
Yes.
And you can get those still right now, this week and next week, and ticket outlets around the area and also through NMU's ticketing. But this is the key, that if you get one of these advance weekend tickets, you can get that back by just doing 2 4-hour shifts sometime between Thursday and Monday.
Yes. So, you know, we do consecutive shifts. Otherwise, we do shifts throughout the whole weekend. So if you want to do 1 shift early, 1 shift later, 1 shift Thursday, 1 shift Monday, or 2 on Saturday, it doesn't matter. And yes, you're basically talking about a free concert over a weekend. So it's a great deal.
There are daily tickets available at the gate. It's $35 mm-hmm. for the day. If you do it in that day, then you would get that reimbursement, correct?
Right,
if you
right.
did your 4 hour, you did your 2 4-hour shifts.
Yes.
You could do it in a day.
Yes.
Okay. How do people sign up? What's the best way to do it?
The best way is go to our website, and it's www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.com.
That's Dawn Stonerock, the on-site volunteer coordinator for the Marquette Area Blues Fest happening Labor Day weekend in Marquette. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.